You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined on the telephone this morning by the Executive Director with Habitat for Humanity Calaveras, Scott Behill. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me a little bit about Habitat for Humanity Calaveras.
Well, we are the affiliate for Calaveras County of the Habitat for Humanity International. And that means that we service Calaveras County and only Calaveras County. And we do everything from building homes, which most people are familiar with. In fact, we have our next home build is going to be in West Point later this year. And then we also have a home repair program. And we're trying to reach out to people who need home repairs to see if we can help them out with interest-free loans, subsidies, volunteer labor, donated materials, that kind of thing.
Well, Calaveras is a very spread-out county. West Point seems to be really removed from a lot of the large population.
It really is, and it comes down to where we can acquire the land. So we get land donated to us, or we buy it inexpensively at tax sales. We do have another property in Copperopolis, so it's quite possible that our next build will be there. We're also looking at property in Angels Camp. So, again, we're pretty opportunistic, and wherever those lots pop up is where we'll focus our efforts.
And speaking of Copperopolis, this weekend, Habitat is heavily involved with the Strawberry Festival that takes place at the Copperopolis Town Square. Not the Strawberry Music Festival, that's something else altogether, but the Strawberry Festival. What is the Strawberry Festival that takes place this Saturday?
Yeah, it takes place this Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock. And we'll have a lot of local vendors that people can come out and support. We'll also have live music. Starting at 11 o'clock, we have a band called the Rhythm Section, and they'll play until 2. And then after that, we have Funky Tim and the Merlots will play from 2 to 5. And there are over 50 vendors, lots of strawberry dishes. We'll be serving strawberry margaritas, and it should be a good time for all.
So this is a lot of food vendors all serving various dishes related with strawberries.
Have a lot of strawberry-related vendors in there, but we also have a lot of typical ones who sell their wares, and you'll see them at different festivals and different events throughout the county.
This is a family event.
Absolutely. We'll keep everybody hydrated. I know it's supposed to be a hot day, but with good music and lots of drink, we should have a lot of fun.
And you mentioned around 50 vendors, so this has turned into quite an event for Copperopolis.
It is. It should be a nice way to show off the venue, and it should be a good time.
Are there raffle tickets available?
We will be holding raffles of different prizes and donated by supporters throughout the county, and so we'll have to come and see what's available.
And, Scott, does the money raised for the raffle tickets, does that go straight back to Habitat for Humanity Calaveras?
It does, yeah. The entire event is a fundraiser for us. And the money will be used to further our outreach for the home repair program. It will also further outreach to invite people to come to our restore, which is opening Thursday for the first time at the corner of Pool Station Road and Highway 49 in San Andreas. Prior to that, we were at a different location. Our restore is kind of like a home improvement thrift store where we accept donated materials, building materials, furniture, appliances, that type of thing, and we resell it to the public at a fraction of the regular price. And we will actually pick up, if you got some heavy stuff, we'll come by and we'll pick it up for you. And we're happy to accept donations. We also are looking for volunteers to volunteer to help not only do our home builds and our repairs, but also to work in our restore. So we can donate, volunteer, buy. You know, that's what the restore is all about. So we have a lot going on, and this every little bit helps. The more families we can help in a year, the better off we all are.
Are you taking applications currently?
We are taking applications for the repair program.
Which is what?
For low-income folks, we can do home repairs ranging from siding, windows, appliance repair, porches, decks, you know, whatever's needed. And if a person is disabled or elderly, or low-income, or a victim of a natural disaster like the Butte Fire, they can qualify for a $2,000 subsidy. And any cost over that would be provided by an interest-free loan. And the big advantage is that we can do our repairs quite a bit cheaper than others because we do, especially on the big projects, we'll use donated materials and we'll use volunteer labor alongside of our licensed contractors.
Would a person pick up an application in person, or can they do this on the internet?
They can pick up an application in person at the Senior Center in San Andreas on Mountain Ranch Road, or they can call us at 754-5331, and we will put one in the mail to them.
You've got a lot going on, Scott.
We've got a lot going on, and I was able to give somebody who was a Habitat home buyer their original note and deed of trust and reconveyance as they paid off their loan in full.
A very rewarding job indeed. You are the executive director for Habitat for Humanity, Calaveras. We have been discussing the Strawberry Festival this Saturday in Copperopolis Town Square. Scott Behill, thank you for joining us this morning, Scott.
Thank you for having me on, Mark. I really appreciate it. We'll see you at the festival.